Exchange Cincinnati is an event that celebrates local artists, activists, and entrepreneurs who use their creativity as a vehicle for social change by examining the artist as an environmental, ethical, humanistic, and social activist. The one-night-only event is presented by Theater for the Free People and is the culmination of the work that was created in the Artist as Activist Cincinnati Exchange Program at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. I spoke with local artist and poet Hannah Ramlow, who was curating the event, to find out more.
Well, Hannah, I guess the best place to start is for me to ask you a little bit about yourself. You're originally from Illinois. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Cincinnati? And then tell me a little bit about your own artwork and your writing.
I recently graduated from Loyola in Chicago, and I moved to Cincinnati recently in January with my boyfriend to renovate a Victorian home on the west side. So that's been taking up a bulk of my time here, but I recently accepted a job at Starfire as well, so I'll be starting there soon, which I'm excited about. I studied English in college, so I've always written poetry. That's my art form. And I just do that for fun on the side of everything else that I'm working on.
And then what is your involvement with Exchange Cincinnati?
Exchange, the event, it emerged from a class I've been a part of at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center called Artists as Activists. The class is led by Joy Sears, who is part of Free People International. That's her nonprofit organization. So I found this class and have joined with a few other people every Saturday. It has a lot of different aspects, but essentially it's a group of us who get together to hold each other accountable for our own individual creative projects. And also this event has been the culmination of our project together. So this is something we've all been working on for the past few months.
So how many artists are involved with this program?
It changes every week. There's some that come and go, and there's a solid group of people that have been there since the beginning. I'd say it's usually between 6 and 11 people that show up on Saturdays with us.
And I guess give me an example of the idea of artists as activists and what that means.
So something we've been talking about throughout the program is what are our roles as artists and what are our responsibilities as artists to notice the oppression in our communities and in our world, and how do we fight back against that? So we kind of create this space every Saturday to have an open dialogue about those questions and look at art as a social tool for social good. And how do we take what we know we're good at, what we like to do creatively, and turn that into community building, and how do we promote equality and wellness through those arts?
What kind of causes do you think affect people most here in Cincinnati?
Something we've been looking at a lot is gentrification and the effects that development has on communities. And that's an ongoing discussion and question I don't think anyone really has an answer to, but it's a really important issue in Cincinnati and nationwide, really trying to tackle how to build and develop community, including everybody, and making that an inclusive process.
Is that a cause that you feel that you touch on primarily in your work, or is there another cause that's more close to your heart?
It comes in and out of my work. It's not something I really focus on with my poetry, but it's something I hope to be able to affect in the future with writing in general and bringing people together through writing. And I think writing can have a huge impact on understanding each other. So if we can all get together from different backgrounds and share through the spoken word and through the written word, I think we'll have a more successful community development process.
And I know you're still collecting pieces, both visual and the written word and other forms of art for this event. If there's an artist or a writer or someone of a creative capacity out there who wants to be involved, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, we're definitely still looking for vendors and artists and organizations. This event's kind of shaping itself as it goes along, and we're hoping more people can help make this a placemaking experiment. So if anyone's interested, the best way to reach us would probably be to go to our Facebook page, which is Exchange Cincinnati, and they can find contact information and tickets to just attend the event as well.
Could you tell me some of the organizations that are already signed up to be involved with Exchange Cincinnati?
Sure. Fusion Sushi has confirmed that they'll be sharing a platter of vegetarian sushi and also their ideas towards a sustainable business model. Rock, Paper, Scissors, which is a art collective and studio and supply store, will be there to host their famous drink and draw. Green Bird, which is a vendor that makes eco-friendly birdhouses, is going to be there. Heterotopia Books, which is a new bookstore, is going to be there selling books and maybe some homemade goods. And then there's going to be some local nonprofits, for example, Ohioans to Stop Executions, to share what they've been doing to abolish the death penalty in Ohio. So a lot of different inspiring people and organizations to share what work they're doing.
People who will come to this event, what type of things will you hope for them to find?
So the event is an eco-conscious pop-up placemaking experiment, which means it's one night only, and it's going to be really interactive. So there'll be areas that people can take part in art as they go through the night and build community with their neighbors. I think it's going to be a really great night to just celebrate local artists and local activists and make a safe place to continue that dialogue about what is our role in the community to fight oppression and to build something really positive. And how can we come together? How can we meet new people, like-minded people, to imagine and build a better future for ourselves?
Exchange Cincinnati takes place on Saturday, April 5th at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center. Links to more information about the event can be found at our website, wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.